16th of June. Animal rights protesters showed up at 701 Pennsylvania Avenue, home of three customers of puppy killing Huntington Life Sciences, Novartis, AstraZeneca, and yes, Bayer. One of the activists, who happened to be Jewish, called out Bayer for their role during World War II as part of the notorious IG Farben, maker of Zyklon B.
The millions of dollars is dead. That's about the half of it. Now that we've found out that Bayer is still in this building, next to Mr. Ronald F. Rockstein, who's the VP of Government Relations, we also know you invented heroin and trademarked it up until World War I. Then you became part of IG Farben and made Zyklon B and with a driving force behind the Auschwitz concentration camp. You dealt with Dr. Mendelin and Fritz Tamir, who's involved in running a center against Auschwitz. You were also heavily involved with the Nazis. You were arrested as part of the Nuremberg trial and served 7 years in jail. And guess what happened to him, Bayer? He was put on as the head of Bayer AG after his involvement with the Nazis and after his imprisonment. And here's what he had to say. They were prisoners, thus no particular harm was inflicted, and they would have been killed anyway. A scholarship foundation exists today in his honor. Bayer has sold many, many products that have gone on to kill people, such as Baycom, which has killed 31 people in the U.S., 52 people worldwide, and over 1,000 have been crippled as a result of your drug, Bayer.
Security seemed awful interested in videotaping protesters after this stuff about Bayer's Nazi connections. You heard that, Bayer? So long as you do business with Huntington Life Sciences, people are gonna talk about your past. Cause in DC there's no sleep for the wicked.